The American dream has become a nightmare.
Hey, I've heard that before. It is a nightmare, folks. Yeah. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Steve O'Brien. Breaking in real quick because, I've got Jennifer on the line. I forgot your name there, Jennifer. Jennifer Water, Vanderwater. There you go.
Vanderwater, Jennifer, you got it.
Yeah, she's with the wellness company, and I like them, right? We need more people like them, right? You know, I haven't had a lot of time with her. I've had about a half hour. I want to show you another part of them because we need some more constructs like these. At least I do believe, because it's hard to find a naturopath around. It's hard to find somebody that's in your corner. And there's something that I don't, man, Jennifer, when I first bumped into virtual care and this whole rectangle health thing, you know, where you have smartphones, telehealth, that's right. I'm like, going, man, this is, I don't support this back in 2016. I'm like, last thing I want to do is stare at a rectangle to get a doctor. And I still don't want a doctor, but it's hard to find. And I've had different naturopaths and different people that I've consulted. But you guys offer that kind of service, the telehealth, and what you call is a membership service. Break down your memberships. There's the non-members, which would be me, right? And I can just get your stuff, right, and go over to twc.health and order what I want, and you ship it to me. I'm a non-member. Go ahead. Tell me about the other ones.
Yep. So the non-members still have access to everything we have on our website. You're just going to pay at a higher price. Members get discounts, and we have different types of memberships that are available. So you can get a basic membership. The basic membership is $9.99 a month, or you could pay $99.99 for a year. And with that, you get discounts on the supplements and different services we have. Your virtual care visit, instead of being $75, is now $60. You get exclusive members-only health content. And also, like I said, the discounts on the specialty services that we have, like our allergy program, the medical exemption letters, the prepper kits, and anything else we're going to come out with. So that's just a basic membership. Then we have what's called One Wellness. And One Wellness is access to free unlimited virtual care, free supplements, and no-cost unlimited consults for Freedom from Pharma with a wellness pharmacist, a pharmacist like myself. And the part of Freedom from Pharma is the wellness pharmacist helps the patient kind of realign because their body's out of balance. We talk about nutrition. We talk about lifestyle. All the things you and I spoke about at the beginning of this call, the pharmacist goes over with the patient, gets their body back in balance. When the body is ready and the patient is ready, then the provider's brought in and they start to eliminate medications that the patient no longer needs. So under One Wellness, you get your free supplements that you get to choose each month. You get your bundle. You get discounts still like you would in the basic membership on all the products and the services that we have. Unlimited free, again, virtual care, unlimited free Freedom from Pharma visits. And you, again, get exclusive only content. And it's just a great deal. What's coming in One Wellness we're working on is to add to that prescriptions. And not that we're pushing prescriptions, but people still take them, and there are necessary ones that people cannot come off of. So we're trying to find a way to help people where we're not partnering with Big Pharma, but we want to be able to give people what they need so that they can maintain their health. And again, some people can't come off of all meds. So there's a lot of things coming. One Wellness is $199 per month, $199 per month. Now, the bundle of supplements, you get 10 supplements a month. Okay, for $199 a month, you get 10 supplements, free virtual care visits with, you know, your provider for whatever reason you need, unlimited amounts, free consults with the Freedom from Pharma Pharmacist, whether you want to be on the journey or you want to just ask like a wellness coach, a wellness guy for some education, because her perspective on things might be different from a provider that you saw, or you want help choosing your bundle. What supplements do you think I need? And here you have access to all of this for $199 per month. So pretty neat deal. I mean, I have been asked, how do you guys do it? I honestly can say, I don't know. I'm not financial, but I think it's great for the people to have this kind of an offering for people at such an affordable price.
It is an interesting offer. And I'm just saying it, I could see where it's important. I have a customer, an old customer of mine, right? One of those 90-year-old people that I was telling you about. And the poor guy, you know, he has insurance and, you know, they've been screwing with him, you know, since he was, well, got old, right? Yeah. So they bring him to the doctor and they say, oh, you need this and this procedure and that procedure. And just recently they told him that he needed a $1,600 shot. And they're trying to float that by the medical people. And I'm sitting there going, why do you listen to these guys? You're getting worse. You know, you're not. And he goes, and you try to tell him about the natural way of things, about nutrition and how his body was formed. But he's never going to get that, right? You know, he just can't, right? They can't. A lot of the, well, we call them normies around here. They haven't got to that understanding. But let me ask you a question about this. What do you guys do for diagnostics, right, as far as understanding? Let's say a person came to you and said, I feel like crap, and I know something's wrong, and this is what the doctors say. What do you think? Then you say, well, define crap, sir, right? You know, and you can talk about it, right? But do you use, hair samples, blood samples, stool samples? Do you do that kind of stuff to do lab diagnostics? What kind of that do you do?
We do have labs. So the provider, now a pharmacist cannot order labs. Provider can. For people to know, because we have had, believe it or not, some people come in and think that the meeting with the pharmacist could just get them labs, but no. So you have to see the provider, and we do have labs that we work with through Quest Labs. So that's not included in the price, but that is at cost. So when the provider orders the labs and a patient is to pay the invoice, we charge the patient for the lab instead of the facility charging the patient, so that this way the cost is a lot less. The patient isn't paying, because people don't even know. Sure. Most people have insurance, but if you go to get your labs drawn and you pay at the lab facility, the price is a lot higher. So we have it where if it's ordered from the doctor and paid from the doctor, it's at a lower price. So we do that for the people. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand, it's actually very hard to do. And we work really closely with the company and with our providers and everyone, because it's really hard to actually have labs in this kind of a setting. And we have done everything we can to make it accessible and affordable for people, so that this way, if they do need labs. Now, we are hoping, we were hoping to have it sooner, but we're still working on it, to have our first brick-and-mortar clinic, which will not just be the kind of virtual care you receive telehealth virtually, but to actually have care with different types of tools that are not your typical kind of thing, like IV drip, red light therapy, different frequency healings, like all things like that, that a lot of times, a lot of mainstream offices do not have. So we're looking to have, you know, our own clinic where we have these other options for people if they so choose to try it, to help like other healing modalities to help people on their wellness journeys.
There's a lot out there that I find fascinating. You know, they just started doing IV drips in where I'm at, right? You know, I had a wacko crazy doctor. He wasn't that damn wacko, but he was kind of wacko. But he had great thoughts that introduced me to the magnesium drip about 10 years ago. He told me, and now, whoa, that was some high-tech stuff, and I guess more people are doing it now. I've got Alan from Texas, and he wants to speak to you, Jennifer. Can I bring on? You know, he's my co-host from the Sunday morning spot. Alan, come on. Let's hear what you got to say.
Hey, Jen, you know, right at the beginning there, you know, you were talking about going shoeless, you know, grounding, connecting with the earth, you know. anyone who knows me, you know, knows that basically, unless I have to go out and walk in my pastures with the prickly pears and other stuff, I generally go barefoot. You know, grass burrs, they stick in my feet, but I can brush them off. You know, my feet have toughened up. I can walk on rocks and sticks and everything else out here in my pastures. But, yes, the connection with the earth is one major thing that we've lost, definitely. But, you know, the only time I put shoes on is when I have to go into the human world, you know. If I go into a convenience store in town, it's like no shirt, no shoes, no service, you know. If I went in there with a halter top on and no underwear but red high-heeled pumps on and, you know, no underwear or anything, I could probably go in there and have no problem in today's world. It's just crazy. You know, people have lost a connection with nature and reality. And, you know, most people probably even wear, you know, rubber-soled shoes when they're in the shower in today's world. I don't know.
Yeah,
but, you know,
they do.
They've lost a connection.
Shower shoes.
and you know, the key factor is, yes, you're connected to the earth, but we've lost our connection to God. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, our society is godless. You walk around, like you say, you're walking into a, you know, convenience store looking with a halter top and, you know, red high heels as a man, that's accepted today, but looking like a real man is not. And the number one thing is people have lost their spiritual direction. It's all contorted and backwards, and, you know, what's up is down and what's left is right. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy to see. And when you do go out in nature and you do connect to the earth and the trees and the living creatures that are out there, you're connecting to God. He created it all. And I really stress that people are not doing that anymore because we've become so accustomed, especially in America, to think we've been comfortable. You know, we've never had any real challenges. And so we think we are our own savior, and we've lost our connection to God.
Yeah, no, in fact, very soon here, shortly after I hang up, I'll probably listen to the rest of the show with Steve here. But, you know, I'm going to go down and go skinny dipping in a natural spring-fed, crystal-clear water pool, you know. That might offend some of y'all, but, yes, I do go skinny dipping because
totally
it's just
offended.
Me out here on the ranch, you know. Hey, but Steve,
awesome.
Something else I wanted to talk about was, you know, earlier, you know, our caller from Chicago, you know, talking about, you know, unfortunately, you know, the death rates and everything. You know, Steve, you know, we've got a friend who has a shop right next to one of the cemeteries in town here. And the people that own that cemetery, you know, are actually friends of mine. I was in town yesterday, and I stopped in, and unfortunately, Jim, like 2 years ago, Jim was, you know, if you want to air quote, patriot, you know, he knew what was going on. But like 2 years ago, apparently, you know, something happened to him, and now he's in a assisted care house. But I met his wife, and his wife is grew up in Fredericksburg, lived here her whole life, you know, and they've owned this cemetery. And I asked her, you know, I didn't mention the B word, you know, because that generally turns people off, you know, the vaccine thing. But I asked her, I said, are y'all, like, really busy now? And she said, oh, my God. She said, we had to hire on extra help, you know, just to dig all the graves and do all the burials that are happening now in this small community, you know. She said, oh, my God. She said, it's at least twice or more than anything we've ever seen since we've owned the cemetery. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's you know, it's anecdotal from me, but I was sitting there talking to the woman who owned the cemetery.
Yeah. They use QuickBooks, so you could go over there and do some metrics on it. I know. I've worked on their computer before.
Yeah. And you know, I actually found out that a lot of my relatives, like my great-great-grandfather is buried in that cemetery. I never knew he was buried there, so pretty soon I'm gonna go back to the cemetery over there and do a walkabout and see if I can talk to some of my old relatives that I really didn't know they were buried there, because, you know, generally they're buried in Der Stadtfriedhof, which is the old German cemetery here in town, And this is kind of a sideline, but no.
It is a sideline.
Steve, doing a good job. Jen, thank you for being out there. Good show. Appreciate it.
All right.
Enjoy your dip.
I will do that.
Oh, man. Hey, we've got one more caller. Do you want to see if she wants to chat, or are you over time?
Sure. We'll take one more. Why not?
Let's drag Sarah. Sarah from Oregon. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Very good. I'm usually the wacky person who usually calls in with Peter, but since you're here, we all have to share the show out.
And we can all be wacky.
And be okay. Fun. Bye.
Very good.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye. All right. Let's get serious again. And I want to thank you for coming on. You know, when Peter talked about going on vacation or doing whatever Peters do, you know, I said I'd do it, and then he offered me to you as a guest, and I thought it was interesting. I'm not a big health and nutrition person. I'm a big kind of like a lot of stuff person, but everything that I heard from you tonight, Jennifer, well, I guess it's heartening. I support you guys. Tell us a little bit more about how we contact the wellness company.
Sure. People can go to TWC.health and again, use promo code Lighthouse at checkout and you'll get 10% off and you'll help your good friend Peter along the way. They'll know that he referred you to purchase from us. So that's how you find us, and appreciate the support. Appreciate, you know, people's prayers and encouragement. We have a long road ahead of us, but we're not giving up.
All right. Well, good deal. Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate all your time.
Thank you. You too, Steve. Have a great night.
All right. We will. Yeah, man. Health. It's become like a, well, I guess I'm getting older. Back when you were younger, it wasn't that important. You know, you'd sit there and I'm 20 and it doesn't matter what happens. Oh, I almost cut my finger off. It'll heal. And sure enough, it does. I guess when you get towards the top of the next century, it starts meaning something, you know, or does it, right? Does it mean that we're malnourished? Right. Maybe our bodies. Right. And that's one of the reasons we have places like what Jennifer was talking about, the wellness company. You know, there's a lot of them that'll deal with a lot of different stuff. The question is, who do you trust? Right. Who can actually help you? Right. Go to the hospital. I'll show you. They're not going to help you. Man, the first robo doctor I saw, damn, that was a hell of fun. And I'll drop it after this antidote, folks. But the first robo doctor that I saw here in Fredericksburg, we have this world class health facility that does hangnails. Well, you know what they do is they did a lot of good marketing, right? A lot of good marketing, and they were number one in the nation. Dun dun dun. That's because they have a helicopter pad, and anybody that gets sick or hurt or injured immediately gets flown to Austin or San Antonio. You're like, oh, my God. Well, my wife, 10 years ago, she got, like, strep throat, right? And I had to go through the emergency room. And I'm still in shock from, you know, well, hospitals and doctors. I have lots of distrust. You know, watching them kill my stepdad, that was hard, right? They told me that he was for sure dead like six times. Going six times, he's dead. We're like going, just shut up. You don't even know what you're doing. And my mom really kept him alive quite a bit through nutrition, right? Through the wackos, not through the, well, allopathic medical thing, because it was letting him down. They were wanting him to die. They didn't say that. But anyways, I digress. You know, 10 years ago, the first robo-doctor came on stage. And it was just fascinating to watch. My wife, she was having strep, right? And she, well, I didn't know how to treat it. She didn't know how to treat it. There's some natural ways to treat strep. Hey, I'll take some calls here in a little bit if you want. I'll tell this story and maybe start switching gears, but she had strep, and she knew she had strep, and, you know, she gets all worked up about it, and me, and I'm just like, whatever, it's another infection. But we went to the hospital, and she was in pain, and she was sitting there in the hospital in a gurney, just laying there going, oh, my God, I'm in pain. And we're right in front of the nurses, and the nurses are sitting there talking, yammer, 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 and they gave us our privacy. They pulled sheets around her, right? And they were sitting there talking, how is your day? How is his day? Oh, I have to go up and help him with this procedure. Have you ever done it? No. Here, watch this YouTube video. I'm like going, oh, my God, what hospital did I just show up in, right? And we're waiting an hour. So I leave my little shielded thing, and I go over to the nurse, and I go, well, so where's your doctor? When's she going to be seen? She's not doing too good. She's having a hard time breathing. It hurts to swallow. We've been here for an hour. Well, he's busy doing fixing things, people. Well, okay, whatever. I can't understand her. She's crazy, right? And so I go back and I wait. And then I come back another half hour, 45 minutes, and wow, you know, same thing. Blow you off. Go sit in your room. Ha! Really? That's going to work, right? So I didn't. I didn't sit in my room. I went ahead and I just stood right in front of them as they're sitting there at their little nursing station thingy, right? And they're telling me that the doctor's going to be coming soon, and they've already told me that one or two times. But no, I just went ahead and just sat there, stood there as it was, just to be a nuisance. And they weren't as comfortable talking about nonsense. And one of them actually calls up and says, hey, when's the doctor going to be down here? Interesting enough, by standing in front of this nurse's station with the two nurses sitting there yammering the whole time, all of a sudden this guy comes rolling down the hallway. I'm going, what the hell is that? Now, this guy, he kind of looked like he was dancing with somebody because the robo-doctor, you know, he has a flat panel display. And he has a little work surface, and he sets his arms on this thing, and he moves around. And this guy walks down the hallway, then stops and faces the wall, grabs the keyboard. And I'm like looking at this going, are you kidding me? Really? You're sitting here, what the? And then he backs up from the wall and then walks a little bit forward, right? And stops again and types some keys and so forth. And then he starts heading towards me. And then he gets out of his little robo-pushy doctor outfit that has the flat panel and the keyboard and the armrests and the wheels on the bottom and a little pole going up to the keyboard monitor holder thing. And, you know, he goes, hi, I'm Dr. Beetle, Beetle, whatever, right? And I'm going, oh, okay. And so he's all, well, where's the patient? Moves the sheet, and there she is. Oh, dying, finally got a doctor. Man, I wish I lived in a world where you didn't have to harass people to get something done. But I swear, you know, for the most part, that doesn't exist anymore. And I feel bad harassing. But if you sit there and let the medical community roll over you roughshod, they're going to, right? It's a fact. You call me jaded. But he proceeded to, you know, ask her, how do you feel? And then he types in his keyboard, what is this? What's your temperature? And then he's like, we need to get a throat culture. And my wife's like going, I've had strep before. You could have done that 2 hours ago, right? And, you know, everything was the same except she got a robo-doctor and they gave her antibiotics, I think it was. And it wasn't even, you know, from the naturopath treatment of that. You know, that's not the way to do it, the antibiotics. And I'm not giving you medical advice, and I wouldn't take medical advice from me. So, am I hearing music? I am hearing music. That means it's a break. Hang on, folks. I'll be right back. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Steve O'Brien, filling in for Peter Seraphine. And I'll leave Medic behind.
Are you in
we'll go somewhere else.
Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, the magic's from...
All right, we're back. National Intel Report. Yeah, Peter Seraphine's off. I'm filling in. I'm Steve O'Brien. I host a show on Sunday mornings. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time. We do 2 hours. We talk about all sorts of things, or nothing much. I don't know. Sometimes we talk about the news. There's a lot of people talking about the news, and I could refer you, but you probably already know the people that do the news the best. I can tell you this Sunday, you know, we're going to have a great show. We have another RBN host, and we have a specific purpose on Sunday. Not that we don't have a specific purpose on Sundays anyways, but we're going to be talking about energy and power and engines and, well, yeah, that's the stuff of things. You know, what powers your house? what powers your car? There's a lot of nonsense going on around the plane world. Yeah, that's a real good way of putting it, you know, about electric cars. You probably heard a lot about that. You know, slave labor creating, mining lithium and cobalt, you know, over in the Congo. Yeah. It takes more energy or more carbon to make an electric car and power it through it. Yeah. So what do you want? Facts. Well, anyways, there's all sorts of other facts. And then there's the reality around us, you know. Well, yeah. Where are we going? Where are we going? And is this a little bit too much for Peter's show? Maybe. You know, but, well, we're going to talk about it on my show, so I'll talk about it here. You know, the whole thing's ready to fall apart, right? You know, they will have the people with their electric cars, and they'll work until they don't, and they don't care about the price of a car, or they can come up with a car. They got enough money that it don't matter. But during the Great Reset, you know, we talk about that thing. What is the Great Reset? The crumbling of the dollars all around the place, all of a sudden the power grid goes down. How are you going to deal with that, right? Are we going to build a Joe cell, right? A Joe cell is a HHO thingamajigger, right? It's filled with water, and you apply voltage to two bolts on the top, and you have special metal, and it bubbles the water, and then you can run your car on it, right? Well, it's pretty dang old. Right, Joe was from Australia. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and he gave that away to the world. And I was reading up on it in 2008, and I got to Fredericksburg, Texas, and I found two different places that they actually, two different people, two different groups of people that were working on them. And I'm going, wow, where am I? You know, I've been working on this on my road to out of California, and then I find other people in a similar area that are doing. Oh, gasoline was $5 a gallon then. So there was a vested interest in people going, well, does this work? Does this actually work? But as soon as I got to Fredericksburg, Texas, it went down. But I don't know. We're not going to focus a whole lot of time on Sunday on that, right? Because there's some more important things. I talked to Dave Kopacz. He's going to be our friend hanging along, guest, whatever you want to call him, for 2 hours. And we'll talk about some of where we are today with engines. You know, there's been a lot of crazy things that are, well, quite fascinating. Did you know that the Wankel rotary engine was designed absolutely inverted? That they've solved all the Wankel rotary engine's problems by actually, well, instead of having an oval on the outside of a triangle on the inside of an oval, they put a oval on the inside of a triangle, and it actually works better. They're creating some nice motors that direction. But again, that's pie in the sky stuff, right? Who needs pie in the sky? Because that's what we might have someday. And hold on, I got somebody going to be calling in, so I'll sum it up really quick, and we'll go to our caller. That's pie in the sky stuff. The simple stuff, what you're going to need coming up is going to be some back to the basic stuff, maybe like a gasifier. And a gasifier is something that has supported mankind through two world wars. Simply put, it's a way to run your car on wood. Anyways, let's go to the phone. Oh, what? 512-248-8252 if you want to call in. 1-800-313-9443 if you don't have unlimited calls. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, Steve. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Great. Now, I guess you're down by the Austin Fredericksburg area, and I'm up in the North Texas area, Collin County to be exact. And okay. I was kind of wondering, the reason I was calling was, I was wondering what your thoughts are on the current condition, I guess, of the Republic of Texas, State of Texas, whatever you may want to call it. And here's the main reason why I'm calling, and that is we are undergoing an invasion from the southern border right now. That's step one. Now, these people are colonizing whole communities in North Texas, South Texas, whatever. So we're seeing a colonization process going on. And I do believe that once the numbers are there and they can somehow gather the right to vote, there's only one step left. And I think you might know what that is. And I was kind of wondering, in the circles you're in or what's going on down there, if there's any discussions on this, because I see nothing in the media. I don't see Republican Party talking about it. I don't see any civic groups trying to get together, go do some street protests, whatever, because it just seems like it's almost the state of Texas has rolled over to this new class of citizen, which I call, they're almost like they're granted almost a middle class lifestyle when they come in with free cars, you know, Section 8 food and everything else. So our tax dollars are going to basically, you know, contribute to our own demise here. So I was wondering if that's, again, any discussion in your circles.
Yeah, I follow that quite closely for the past 10, 12 years. Yeah, as far as the Republic of Texas, it went into a agreement with the corporate United States of America, and I don't believe it was the corporate United States of America at the time. It was the Republic of the United States of America. And that was all done, I believe it's on a fraud. But anyway, so if you look at Texas, in my opinion, right now, there's one group that's working on Texas independence, and that's the Texas Nationals. And they're working within the system to, you know, get the politicians to say, you know, and it's like, really? No, and I really commend them, right? They have moved the damn ball, and they continue to move the ball, and I am a member, right? But what you say is more fascinating than anything else, because yes, you know, these illegal aliens, let's just call them for what they are, folks, you know, from all over South America, China, anywhere, everywhere, are coming in. And the corporate United States of America has an application that they can pre-enroll to get their phone, to get their credit card, and they don't like to talk about that too much. But so we really have multiple classes, Wayne, you know, when you think about it, because we got our standard illegal aliens, right? They've been here forever, right, for the past 12 years. The new Biden versions, right, those are the ones with benefits, right? And maybe the other ones can get them too. But we have illegal aliens here that are being taken advantage of. They sleep in trailers. You get 5-6 people in a trailer. They go out on a job site. They do a hard job. They get paid very little. They go sleep in the trailer. They get up, rinse and repeat 7 days a week, throwing money back to whoever, right? But the ones you're talking about, Wayne, the ones you're talking about that get the apartment, they're more like the refugees from the 70s and the 60s that we picked up on aircraft carriers, and they flew them into town, and they go, okay, we're putting you up here, and, you know, you want to open a donut shop, or how about a corner store? We're going to float the bill, because the U.S. used to do that in the past, too, to not illegal aliens. Those would be refugees,
Steve,
right?
I've seen the documentation that shows these people are being handed a middle, almost upper middle class lifestyle,
sure.
And they're driving Tahoes and Suburbans,
sure,
and F-250s, can't speak a word of English, and they're also given all these other benefits like free housing, medical and everything else, free cell phones.
Yeah.
And most people are clueless as to what's going on right in front of them.
And it's all going to break, Wayne. It's all going to break. You know, they're going to lose their, you know, golden handcuffs, right? And then what are they going to do? They're going to act like they used to act back in where? Where did they come from? Venezuela, right? Did they come from, Panama, Cuba, right? Where are they from? Where are they? They're going to attack people. They're going to take what they want. They're not going to help, right? We're going to have I wouldn't call it a civil war, but there will be a skirmish, and people will kill other people. That's what I see. And then
I think it's going to be an uncivil war, because these people are coming in here and they're acting like right now like they own parts of Texas already, only because of the numbers are there and you see everything changing. And these big retailers are part of it, like the Walmarts and Targets and all that. But the key thing that I see coming is some group, I don't know if it's Republic of Texas, and I know there's two or three different split-offs, like the Texas group, and I think there's a Dr. Pete Chambers affiliated with one of the groups. Yeah. And I just want to see hopefully somebody pick up the ball here and start uniting the American citizens of what's coming right at them, like a freight train. Because all it's going to take is some...
The different groups are interesting, and you know, you have the Republic of Texas, right? TexasRepublic.org, I believe, is their website. And they've been around the longest. It's different from the Republic of Texas from the 90s. You know, it actually was founded somewhere in 2005, if I'm correct. And I believe they're still getting together. They were a government. Their group that is the government, I guess, and they re-inhabited Texas. But as far as the outrage to people and getting them to understand what's going on, they've war-gamed lots of issues, and they've gone through lots of issues. But they don't have the outreach power or stamina, and most of the members are very old. I'm going to drop the very, or old, and I'm old. Right. But the Texas Nationals, right, TNM.me, I believe, is their website. Daniel Miller and his organization. He was actually part of the Republic of Texas back in 2005, a dissimilar group, and he did that split on it. He's done a lot. You know, all that stuff. The other group,
I've got some of his stuff, and, I think the guy is very sharp and has his heart in the right place. And I think the missing component is, in the situation we're in, we're almost like in a feudal system now. And this corporate state does not recognize us in the status we're in now. It's almost like, slaves in the old days coming up to their master saying, hey, we don't like this. He says, go back to work, you know. And basically, what has to happen is people have to really understand their status and what they can do to gain more power, individually and as a group. And one of the main fellows out there, I don't know if you've heard of him or not, but it's Roger Sales, and he had a show on RBN for a while. But he's been, has a process going for several years now. Many people have joined up with his program. And I think what happens is if the Texas people and Daniel Miller and them can just understand the government's not going to recognize you in your current status. You have to jump over and declare by affidavit who you really are. And you start with the Secretary of State of the United States and work your way down. I know there's different types of people doing this, but this fellow Roger Sales with the matrixdocs.com can definitely show a path to anybody who's interested in this, because I think it's getting late in the game and people really need to understand what's going on.
It is late in the game. I hear you there. And as far as, I totally hear you when you're talking about being free, right? Free man on the land, that's nirvana, right? Proof of concept, that's a different one, right? As soon as you sit there and you go down any one of those paths to try to make yourself free, to disavow your citizenship with the United States and become a national and all that, I get that. I hear all that. But what you wargamed before is all these people that feel that they're entitled, that arrive here and are occupying huge segments of some towns. When the buck stops, Wayne, that is just what I'm kind of looking for. When the currency collapses, when the government collapses, and this isn't far from happening. Right, they're going to try to push us one direction. They're destroying the food system. Right, these people, these entitled ones, will most likely prey upon other individuals, right? And that if they're not going to care if you're a Texas national, being a non-U.S. citizen or a citizen, they won't care. They just want to kill you, right? You know, they just want your stuff, and they don't care about you. You know, you're gringo, you're whitey, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between the older Texas illegals, as we'd call them, that have been here for 10 or 20 years, that they actually like some of us gringos, and we like some of them. So there's going to be a real weird point. I just don't know if it's the I get in this discussion quite a bit.
I mean, I know some may still be a little legal. Maybe mama goes down to the welfare line and gets whatever. But I think they've kind of brought up their children to at least, you know, understand, you know, what is possible here in this country. So I don't particularly have a big problem with them, but I still know if they're on the welfare line, then, you know, to me, it's a no-go with me, basically. But again, to go back to what I was saying, that's why there needs to be a realization here very late in the game. You know, there are people in our midst now, and they're probably maybe the cartels and everybody. They're getting armed up, and they could very well know what's coming more than people here calling in with their happy talk and their thought for the day and all this crap that, you know, we hear all the time on RBN and other stations. People really got to get their minds dialed in here to what's really going on, because they're going to get run over by this Reconquista army that's right here.
Sure. I totally understand. You know, Peter Serafin, right, one of his lines that he fell upon, I guess it is Cetus Pacem, Parabellum, right? And what does that mean, right? If you want peace, prepare for war. Oh, crap. What do you mean I have to prepare for war? What is war? Look, we're in the middle of Clower and Piven strategy? A war against us, right? Did I get that name right? I'm just throwing it in.
Yeah.
So they're coming after us. That's the war, right? So how do you defend against it, right? I mean, the war is also, you know, bullets and knives and whatever. The war is also your friends, right? Do you have friends in the area? Do you know people, right? Because when this thing all comes apart, unfortunately, Wayne, I wish I could give you like wonderful blowing smoke up the backside stuff and tell you it's all going to be okay. We can get the Texas Nationals to talk to whoever and we'll all become Nationals and we'll give the finger to the Washington, D.C. folks and all the other ones. I'd like to give my finger to Austin a lot of times, right? And most of my representatives I don't support. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So if you want peace, prepare for war, right? So what does that mean? What does that mean to you? How do you prepare for this? I mean, I like the idea of trying to find different groups to work together to get us to peace. But historically, you know, I've only been in this thing since, 2006. My understanding of alternate media, right, and the separate thoughts of the government is not going to help you. So I'm a newbie. But I don't see a lot of groups coming together and working together. You know, maybe RBN's a little bit of an exception. I will give it that.
Well, Steve, I think it's going to come down to either fear or anger. I think if people are informed as to what's really going on right in front of them, and they fear exactly what you're talking about a possible implosion of our money supply and our financial system, then we're going to have literally million, could be 2 or 3 million people right here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be very unhappy, and, you know, probably a few hours after the Walmart shut down or whatever, you know, we know what we're going to be facing. But again, I don't even see any discussion on it. I don't see anybody even on street corners, you know, doing certain things to at least get the word out. In the Republic of Texas, as far as I can tell, I think there's some good stuff going on, but I don't think they don't even understand the serious nature of what you and I are discussing, you know, basically.
It's been a lot of years since I visited with the folks over at the Republic of Texas. I know the people in Texas. I've had these kind of conversations with people in the Texas Nationals. I've had these conversations with people in the Republic of Texas group too, you know, and they have had this, but they also have looked for remedies in external government agencies from the place that Texas is in. And I disagreed with that. Still do. I don't think that the United Nations is going to make Texas free or let us be free. I think it's pretty funny, you know, quite honestly, still do. But I think that it's going to fall apart. Maybe it doesn't. Right, Wayne. What happens if it does not fall apart? Which is the good thing, right? You know, I'm sorry. It's going to be a lot of pain. And it's going to be a lot of death if the whole world falls apart and everybody just goes into a chaos moment. Yes. And but what if it doesn't? It's going to fall into tyranny. Slowly seep farther into tyranny, and yes. You and I are going to be just like blips on the radar going, I object, while they run around with their next iPhone, right?
Well, it's going to be a slow-motion train wreck for sure, Stephen. I mean, that's the way it looks like to me, except that once the plug is pulled and the benefits are shut off, and, you know, that's when it's going to really come to a point. But I'll get off the phone here. But I know you probably have a good relationship with Murr, who also has a show. And she's part of Roger Sales Group. And if you had a chat with Murr and she could outline some of the details and the approach, again, we have to know who we are and what our status is before we can move into any stages to help, you know, get our country, you know, back to where it should be.
Yeah, I understand. I do. I've talked to Murr and talked to Lauren, too, about this in great detail. But thanks for calling, man. I totally appreciate the conversation. I love talking Texas. You know,
me too, Steve. Thank you.
Okay, folks. Next week you'll get back to normal. You know, Peter Serafine is normal. I do like the fact that you know he's trying to push the Constitution Party. Now, I'm not too sure if that's anything more than just another trap that was given to us by, well, who we lovingly call the Founding Fathers. Is that real? I don't know. I haven't seen a society living under the Constitution here in the United States all my life. Right, you know, I was given the fantasy of the Constitution of the United States of America as a child. I remember them sitting there trying to blow that. They did. They seriously blowed that up my backside. Right? They sat there and had me salute the flag. And it took years for me to break out of that. Right? And go, oh, holy crap. Really? Listen to that. Listen to what it says. Yeah, I know. I do like the idea of a free and independent Texas. Our show, the Republic of Texas Radio Show, was founded by, it was founded a year after the Republic of Texas, the group, right, founded in 2005, was raided on Valentine's Day. And it was kind of, they were trying to, that's a long story. But they all wanted the best, but the government didn't like them, right? They said they couldn't do what they did, and then they did what they did. And someday I might tell you, we'd have to have a lot more time than this. But I can tell you right now, as far as I can tell, and I could be wrong, this whole thing's coming apart. Right, you know, and it's unfortunate we had Wayne on for a while, and we talked a little bit about this, but I think we might be kind of screwed. Hey, maybe Misty has something to say. Misty, hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, sorry, my voice got a little bit dry.
Oh, welcome. That's fine. Am I on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can hear me.
You are.
Thank you. Originally, your question was, when did all this change? And And I'm with you. Okay, I think the biggest part of it changed. And the lady you had on, she was pretty much spot on too. I mean, I agree with everything. What changed? I would say it was the mid 60s to when they started giving credit out, and the women went to work.
Okay, I can see that.
I mean, I experienced it. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you're eating TV dinners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not necessarily you, I'm just saying.
Right.
My experience, you know, I can see where that switched right then at that stage. Hmm. And I also want to agree with you to where the people are going, oh, change your status. You're correct. I mean, what the heck is that going to matter? You're going to change your status, do all this. No, you're here right now, and this is what we face.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the change of status people when they bring in the digital currency. They're going to be out of it, right? But so will I. I'm not in it.
Well, I don't know. I think it's another...
Maybe I'll be in jail.
I think it's another ruse that is to make people think you, like you were talking about, you have a way, because you've done this, now you're apparently out of the system. Neither here nor there. If you're out of the system, what is going to happen is going to happen. Just like you're saying about there is going to be, shut the Walmart down, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
People have to, I firmly believe that is when community is going to matter more than anything.
Hey, that's a great way of ending it, Misty. Community is the most important prepping thing.
Amen.
Thank you for your call, and thank you for listening, guys. Appreciate it. Bye, Misty. Bye, guys. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.